Good afternoon. Prepare to enter the home zone with your host, Jeff Potter, from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show is being brought to you by Art Realty and TransNation Title. From buying to selling to maintaining your home, every aspect of home ownership is covered in the home zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
It's Tuesday the 24th, and you're in the home zone. I'm here with Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Thank you so much for tuning in. With me, as always, is my producer, Diane. How are you, Diane?
I'm good today. You?
Very good. It is a beautiful yet muggy day here
it's
in
muggy.
The Tulip City. Actually, it kind of goes into what we're going to be talking about later, but I don't know. If you don't have an air conditioner in your house right now, holy smokes, that's got to be
it's a pretty rough existence.
Even going out to the car after coming in from work or whatever, you know, you open up the doors and you get that blast of heat.
Yeah, and, no, that's not fun.
But you know what? It could be snow, so we're definitely looking on the positive on the positive side of it.
We don't want snow in June.
Yeah,
that's a darn
yeah,
thing.
There,
that's
no,
sure.
No snow in June. But anyway, today we have with us Paul from Shasta Heating and Cooling. Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. Thanks for inviting me in to speak about geothermal heating and cooling with yourself and your listeners.
All right. Great. Well, where this came from is that really we've been talking about how to save people money, and we've tried to bring in some different topics that help people save money. And so anything from switching out to LED bulbs and rebates and stuff like that. And after doing some research, I really thought about propane costs and the people that are on the propane.
Yeah, that's expensive.
You know, that's really, really expensive. And, you know, this isn't to, you know, paint propane companies in a negative light. I mean, they do their job and they have a cost. So I certainly don't want to villainize them.
This past winter, though, I mean, everybody had to use so much of it.
Exactly. And I truly believe that there are people out there, and hopefully not a lot, but I do believe that there's some, you know, not being naive, that, you know, some people had to make a choice between, you know, maybe I'm not going to buy as many groceries this week so I can pay my propane bill versus, you know. So that's what got me thinking, and that's what got me doing some research, and that's how I had the opportunity to hook up with Paul and start talking about geothermo. Now, that's a pretty cool name, I think. It sounds very...
We don't know what it means.
At first, I had no idea what it meant, but I sure thought it sounded cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, Paul, can you quick give us like a Reader's Digest version of just an overview of what geothermal is. And bear in mind here, most of us are not technical engineers, so try to, you know, for me anyway, yes.
I'll keep it as simple and understandable as I possibly can, Jeff.
Perfect.
Geothermal, think of it as your car engine. You have a motor in your car. It's running. During the winter, it's producing heat, which goes into a coil in your car. It heats your car. During the summer, it's taking the heat out of your engine and putting it outside. So that's basically what geothermal is. I can elaborate on that if you wish to.
Boy, that was really a really good Reader's Digest for really very good Reader's Digest version. And for those of you who don't know, Paul is very, very, very smart when it comes to geothermal. The first time we had the conversation, I was with him for about 2 minutes into it, and then it was just like, I have no idea what you're talking about, but it seems like it's a good thing based on how excited you are. So with geothermal, again, long-term goal is the folks that are sitting on propane right now, they can go and they can install a geothermal system. Now, let's just talk about, because again, you know, if you do any research on geothermal, what is the ballpark? And bear in mind here, every single house is different, you know, yards are different. So we're just going to do a ballpark figure to install geothermal.
Anywhere from 18,000 to 30,000. Again, everything is different. Depends on what we got to do.
Okay. So, again, I mean, that's, I don't know about you, Di, but that's a pretty
that's
strong.
Yeah. That's taking a loan out.
Yeah. That's a pretty strong capital investment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from loan purposes standpoint, and again, not meant to be an infomercial for North Point Bank, but we do have loans that are available.
Financing
if you want, if you currently have a house and you want to upgrade to geothermal, we can provide financing. There's also Michigan Saves, which is another great company. So, I mean, at the end of the day, we will find a way to get you to the geothermal system if you think it makes sense.
It's almost like getting a home equity loan, probably.
In essence,
right?
Yeah. I mean, or you can do it with your first mortgage, but either way. But here's some of the neat things. So initially, I mean, with most people, when they hear, you know, it could be $30,000, immediately everybody goes, no.
I don't care, but no.
So, but Paul, what are some of the things? Like, there's a tax credit, correct?
Yeah, the average geo is probably about $23,000, mm-hmm. and you get 30% tax credit on everything it takes to install the geo.
Yeah, so initially from dollar one, you're $7,000, because that's, I believe, a direct credit, right? You put it in your tax returns,
right,
and it comes right back. Mm-hmm. Of course, consult your accountant or your CPA. North Point Bank and the Home Zone, you know, are not CPA, so that way we've done our public service thing there.
Thank goodness.
Right, exactly. But so you got $7,000 from jump, and then here's the real beauty of it is the monthly savings. So Paul, if we can kind of walk through when we come back, because it sounds like we're getting close to a break. I know Diane always gives me a hard time, but when we come back, we'll talk about that. But we're talking about geothermal here on the Home Zone, sponsored by TransNation Title and Art Realty. We'll talk to you in just a few moments. You're back on the Home Zone here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. I'm your host, Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. By the way, Diane, I don't know why you always let me forget to do this, but we're live, guys. You can call in at 395-1450 if you have questions, especially with Paul, because geothermal, I mean, again.
Yeah, might have some questions about that.
Yeah, exactly. And also, if you want to listen to the podcast, you can always go after the show to WHTC.com.
Well, a few minutes after the show. Give me some time to put it up there.
Yeah, well, about 30 seconds. But you can go to WHTC.com and get a copy of the podcast. So anyway, Paul, before we went off to the break, we had started to, and we'll kind of circle back around. So again, initially, you know, $30,000. Oh, holy smokes. But you've got the tax credit of 30%. And now here's the real science or the beauty of geothermal. So on an estimate now, what do we think propane is nowadays? Is it somewhere in $4.50, $4? What do we think?
I'm using $3. It's been $2.50 to $4, and it fluctuates, so I'm going in the middle.
Okay, so we're going to use $3, and again, it's been anywhere between $4 to $4.50 and $2. So I think that's nice. We're using a nice conservative estimate. Okay, so based on your conservative estimate, how do the numbers shake out?
Okay, I got a scenario for a 1 year.
Okay.
$25,000 for a geo, your 30% tax credit. You got $17,500 invested in the system.
Okay, after your $7,500 tax credit. Okay,
that's correct. Mm-hmm. Okay, then the cost to operate geo is about $1,507 a year. Now that's for air conditioning and supplementing your hot water. So air conditioning is almost free, and then it'll heat 60% of your hot water. So
okay, great.
With all of that, your conventional system would cost you about $5,053 a year to operate versus the geo system costing you
$1,500.
$1,500.
So I'm clear on that.
5 years, you pretty much make your money back.
Yep,
on it.
And depends on the house, anywhere from 4 to 7 years.
Okay.
Well, think about, but that's amazing. So $5,000 to $1,500.
That'd be good.
And you figure if it's a 5 year, heck, let's just say it's a 6 year payoff, then how long now? And I probably didn't. Estimate, what do geothermal systems normally last? 20 years, 30 years? Is there
25 years on average? Oh, okay. They could go longer as long as you keep them well maintained.
Okay.
25 to 30 is not unheard of.
So if you think about it, so you got it paid back in four to seven years.
Mm-hmm.
You got a system that's, call it 20 years. You still got 13 years of huge savings.
Right.
And the other thing is that people don't normally keep, you know, if you look at the national average, people sell their houses between 7 and 10 years. If you're out in those areas that has propane and you have a geothermal system, I got to believe that that's more marketable. I'm sure I can get agents from Art Realty, call Steve over, the guys at Art Realty, and they could let you know that. But, you know, just from just common thinking, if you got two houses that are the same house, but one will cost you thousands less to maintain, that seems to me like that's a more marketable property. Now, for you, Paul, Shafts Heating and Cooling, you guys don't just do GO. You guys do all types of heating and cooling. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And Shasta, you guys are a local company?
We are. We have offices in Grand Rapids and our new office in Zeeland. So we cover the lakeshore and all the way to close to Lansing.
Close to Lansing. And I have to tell you that, Dan, I don't know if you realize this, but that the jingle, just call Shasta,
uh-huh,
we'll fix it at the speed of light. It's hard for me to say it without singing it. So I was talking to my son.
Sing.
No, I could. It'd be fun. It's my show.
I can't sing.
I was talking to talk about effective branding. So I was talking to my son Jacob this morning and said that I was going to have you guys on the air. And he said, yeah, it's Paul from Shasta. And he looks at me and goes, they'll fix it at the speed of life, Dad. That's effective marketing. But now, on top of the GO system, how long, again, ballpark, does it normally take to install? And what are kind of some of the steps?
Generally 2 to 4 days. First, before we start anything, we come in and evaluate your house, evaluate your ductwork, see what we need to do, what size equipment we need to do. We got to do a load calc, which is the way to size it. We measure windows, evaluate insulation, and then we design a system based on the data. We don't guess at it. And then we put the unit in, which the whole system sits in the basement. You don't have a unit outside and one inside. It's a self-contained unit in the basement. And depending on how we're going to operate it, some people use an open loop, some are closed. An open loop is using your well water. And then we pump it through the system, and then it pumps out into a drain field, a ditch, a pond, wherever you want it to go. Or we can do a closed loop. Closed loops are using the same water, just like your car radiator. Goes around through the ground and picks up heat during the winter, and during the summer it puts heat back in the ground. So that's, kind of regenerates it for the following winter season. And
now, go ahead. I was just going to say, for somebody who's building their house, but they don't have it built yet, but if you wanted to put geothermal in, could you run those loops underneath the driveway and do like the snow melt?
Not the loops.
Okay, I was just sitting here thinking to myself, wait a minute, I could not only save money
and not have to
shovel the snow.
Yay.
Sorry, I hit you with the question. Paul's like, thanks, Jeff. I really wasn't prepared for that question.
Well, here's what would happen if we put the loops under the driveway. In the wintertime, the ground would freeze and probably heave the driveway. So
I thought you could have an ice skating rink.
Right. Well, so probably not what we're looking for. With Shasta, I mean, again, you guys are a locally owned company, and with the work, do you guys use your own person? I guess what I want to do to kind of let the listeners know is, so say they're thinking, boy, you know what, geothermal, I want to at least get a quote on this. This seems like this is something smart. I want to at least do it. How do they get a hold of you, Paul, and Shasta, step one?
Okay, they call me direct at 616-291-6669, or you can call our Zeeland office at 796-0077. Or if you forget all this, you can look it up in the phone book, Shaftsman Heating and Cooling, and make sure you ask for Paul, because I'm the go-to guy.
You're the GO guy.
I'm the GO guy.
Okay.
I'm a lot of other guys.
Right. And when we say GO, we don't mean those little cars that used to get 50 miles to the gallon that had like a little lawnmower energy. We're talking geothermal. So saving money. But, okay, so I call you up. I said, hey, Paul, I'm really thinking about this. Then what's the next step? Do you kind of come out to the house, or?
I would have to come out to the house and, kind of do an interview like a doctor would to find out what your problems are and your concerns to try to, there's so many things we can do with heating and cooling systems today.
Okay, so you're clarifying that you want to know the concerns about the heating and cooling system, not like if I had issues as a child.
Right.
Okay,
yeah. Well, if you had breathing problems, right, then we could put some indoor air quality in. I look for the whole house, the geo, and the individuals living it. What's important to them.
All right, perfect. Good to know. All right.
Then I'm going to measure your house, your windows. I'm going to look at your insulation in your attic. And I'm going to do a load calc to get the right size equipment. And I'm going to get in my little Geo and drive back to my office.
There you go.
My little Geo and get into drive back to my office, and then I'm going to have to do a lot of ciphering, as Jethro would say, or calculating the information, and then come back and give you a price, the different ways we can do it.
Okay. And when you give a price, I mean, obviously, are you able to give somebody sort of a guesstimation at that point of what, you know, when you do these deep dives, are you able to give them a fairly decent estimation on what they'd save per month over current?
Yeah, I take the actual facts of the house, and I have some software that I key in the numbers using the load calc, the heating requirements, the cooling requirements, all that stuff. And then I have a sheet that will print out the actual savings for their individual house.
Okay. And then they contact me at North Point Bank, and we can help out with the finding. There's a shameless plug right there. Shameless. But, you know, geothermal, it does. I mean, diet, it does make sense.
It does.
It would save somebody, you know, a ton of money.
It's hard to sign your name.
Yeah. I mean, if we're talking in the real world, I mean, 30 grand or what have you, that's a little bit of a scary number. But once you break it back down and you see the savings, you're almost to the point where you almost can't afford not to do it.
Yeah. That's
so
true.
Anyway, you're listening to 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. You're in the home zone here with Jeff Potter from North Point Bank. When we come back, we'll continue talking with Paul Murray from Shasma Heating and Cooling. You're back on the Home Zone here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. I am Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. I'm here with my producer, Diane.
Hey.
And Paul from Shasma Heating and Cooling.
Hello. I don't hear the phones ringing yet, so pick them up.
Well, honestly, I think what part of the thing is that...
they might be eating lunch.
Well, and you know what? Honestly, I think geothermal, and it's been around for a while.
Scary.
I think people get a little scared. You know, all of a sudden when you start talking about huge savings and stuff like that...
Well, when you're scared, you got to ask questions.
It gets a little nerve-wracking. So I really do encourage you, you know, if you're in a situation where you want to save money and you think it makes sense to save money and you're on propane, you know, call Paul, call Shasma, because there's no cost for him to come out and give the quote for you. And, you know, again, you're just wasted money, so to speak. I mean, you might as well take a $20 bill and set it on fire, because that's what you're doing, is wasting money by not at least taking a look at it and possibly switching over to geothermal.
It's probably more eco-friendly too, isn't it?
Yeah, and geo's been around for a long time. I take systems out of houses that are 26, 27 years old, and people are putting a new one in. And again, it's earth-friendly. You don't have to worry about carbon monoxide in your house. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about the fluctuation in the fuels. Mm-hmm. It's just a great thing.
It's a feel-good product. You not only save money per month, you make your house more marketable, so you can call the guys over at Art Realty in Zealand, and they can sell your house with a flat fee program, so you can save money on selling your house to help you buy your dream house.
Is that where TransNation comes in?
TransNation takes care of your title work for you, so it's all nice and done right. It's all done legal. But more than anything, you know, it's about saving money. In today's economy, with everything, you know, you got to be smart. You got to be able to try to save as much money as you can and do something, A, that's good for the environment and really is
good
for your pocketbook and is still, you know, pretty neat. So, Paul, I'm sure glad that you're here. Again, now, one thing that, again, we've talked specifically about geothermal, but Shasma, obviously you guys do a lot of things, and we actually spoke about it earlier with it being so hot out.
Muggy.
Yeah. Air conditioning. How often should you have your quote-unquote air conditioning heating system, how often should you have it checked?
Well, once a year, both systems, because there's a lot of relays, sensors, filters, drains that can plug up, or relays can go bad and cause major problems, so it's best to get it before it's a problem. So once a year.
Okay, and what's typically, and again, I know it probably depends on house size and unit size, and, you know, so I don't want to paint you into a corner, but typically what's the cost on having one of, you know, having an inspection done on the house, or rather, I'm sorry, on the heating and cooling system?
You're throwing me for a loop, Jeff. I don't price those, but I'm thinking it's somewhere around $85 to $95 to come out per year.
That seems
per,
about right.
Per piece of equipment.
Right. So what we'll do is just to give ourselves so we don't paint ourselves in a corner, they're anywhere between $95 and $9,000. So that way I like to try to, you know,
won't be wrong.
Yeah, there we go. We got a little room. But even if it were 9,000, no, it's still important to do because I'll tell you something. Can you imagine right now your air conditioner going out with this kind of heat? Holy cats. I'm telling you, I'm a big guy. It doesn't take much
it's
for me to sweat.
It's not even hot
but,
out.
Yikes.
South Florida.
Yeah.
South Texas. It's not even hot out here.
Yeah, South Texas. That's basically the sun that you say. Anyway, so Paul, again, let's get the phone number. Somebody wants to get a hold of you. How do they get a hold of you?
Okay. Got your pencils?
You hope
paper?
So. Yep.
616-291-6669. Our Zeeland office is 796-007. Or if you didn't have a pencil, look us up on the internet. And we also have a website, www.schaffsma.com. And for you Dutch people out there, you know how to spell
it.
Yeah,
they do. Yeah.
Other ones may not, so it's schaafsma.com.
Any chance that you'll sing the jingle for it? Never mind. Diane's she's waving me off right now. Don't do it.
I have my own little jingle. I won't sing, but I will verbally say.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Yep. So
I heat up. I cool down. I'm going to clean your air and keep it moving around. That's my own little jingle.
Oh, wow.
That was pretty good, actually. Paul, again, know that you're busy. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today here on 1450 WHTC, the Home Zone. It's been a lot of fun. It's been educational. Folks, reach out to Paul and the guys. They'll save you some money. And it's worth, you know, a 2-minute, you know, Geico has the call, which will save you whatever. But I mean, this really could be a call that could make a big impact on your family and your budget. So, give them a chance. Tune in next week here on 1450 WHTC. We'll be back in the Home Zone. We're on from 1230 to 1. You can always get a podcast or the show at WHTC.com. You're always welcome to call in because we do this live for better or worse. Call in 616-395-1450. I'm Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. We'll see you next week in the Zone, the Home Zone.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon for the Home Zone with your host, Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show has been brought to you by TransNation Title and Art Realty. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast, WHTC.com, and join us every Tuesday at 1230 for the Home Zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.